Listening Library presents Trouble According to Humphrey by Betty G. Burney. Read for you by Mike Ferrari.
Chapter 1. Before the Trouble. Welcome to our brand new town. Mrs. Brisbane's voice woke me from my cozy afternoon doze. Was I dreaming when I heard her mention a new town? Had we moved while I was having my afternoon nap? Staying awake is a constant problem for a classroom hamster like me. After all, hamsters are nocturnal, which means we're sleepier in the daytime than at night. I always try hard to keep up with my fellow students in room 26. However, I'd spent a long President's Day weekend at Kirk Chen's house. His whole family is funny like he is. It was hard to get much sleeping done there since I was laughing all the time. But with Mrs. Brisbane's announcement, I was suddenly wide awake. I looked around and saw that I was in the same old room 26 in my same old cage on the table next to the window. Og the Frog's same old glass house sat next to mine. Around me were the usual tables and the familiar students, like Speak Up Saya, Lower Your Voice AJ, and Wait for the Bell Garth. Mrs. Brisbane stood in front of the class as usual. I guess I wasn't the only one who was confused. What new town? Heidi Hopper asked. Please raise your hand, Heidi, Mrs. Brisbane said. Since we are studying how communities work, I thought it was time to create our own community of Room 26-ville. Phew, I was relieved, because I love our classroom right where it is, and I wasn't in the mood to move. Boing, said Og in his twangy voice. I guess he was relieved, too.